SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Let's haters, keep us rocking here. On a Tuesday night, we've got plenty of SEC Media Day reaction. Open Championship is almost here. It really is all happening, and we should celebrate. I mean, Joe, you talk about staying hot. Teoscar last night, baby, when we got off the air. How about that?
We both had him. We both liked him. We both landed it.
It was great. Both of our guys made it to the final. Witt and Teoscar.
Admit, did you think you thought Witt, when it was Teoscar and Witt, and he went first, you actually thought that we were dead in the water with 14, didn't you?
I didn't think 14 would win when he had 14. No, I did not. But, you know, the weird part about it is, Joe, he was on the edge all night. I mean, when he had 19 in the first round, I was sitting here screaming at the old man, throwing him pitches, and you still had all the big boppers to come. Alonzo, Henderson, Ozuna, Henderson, him. And we thought there was no chance he'd get to the second round. And then he was hanging by a thread against Bohm, too, right? Bohm almost had him. And then he hung by a thread against Witt. But guess what, Joe? Nobody's going to remember that he was hanging by a thread when we walked in a window at cash. I kept buying low.
26, profit boom.
30, 25, 27. I was putting it with the golf. Put it with the golf. What a night. Great night for Teoscar. So, of course, Joe, and by the way, Mike Carver in the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. That's amazing. I had fun last night.
We had a good time.
Yeah, had a good time
with it all. And now we will get into this. So here we go. All-Star game about to start. They're doing the anthems now. There's no way it could be worse than the anthem last night, so they're already off to a head start there. Joe, we're both, you got me in on the alt train here, but we're in a different sides of it. What are you doing in terms of the total in this game? And I'll say this before you even go there. This game is 13-4 to the under the last 17 years, and I saw shops, Joe, with 70% of the tickets on the under for this tonight. So what do we got to do, Joe? What does Joe like to do? I'm taking a page out of the Joe book tonight. We're going the other way, baby. Let's go, Joe.
12.5, Carver. 12.5. This is
you bumped it that high? You went up and away?
Profit boost plus 710, a small bet, but I have a wheel play. You ready for this? Harper, Ohtani, and Soto to homer. Pays 38,733 with the profit boost.
So let me get this straight here. Harper, Ohtani, and Judge. Soto. Is that what you said? Oh,
no,
Soto you went to, huh?
Yeah.
Went to Soto. I did not go to Soto. I went to. I have Judge, Ohtani, Harper.
It's in a parlay.
Yeah, I'm doing everything. I did one. I had a couple bonus bets, and I did do one with Judge and Harper together for a parlay for two homers, for each of them to homer, I should say. And then I just have a bunch of singles. I did Harper with a bunch of put it with the golfs. I did Judge with a couple put it with the golfs. I did Ohtani with a few put it with the golfs. And then as we were sitting here to go on, Joe, that Trey Turner's been so good to us, and his number was stuck out to me. So I just did one or two. So I'm small on a couple of these, Joe. If we end up getting one, it's all good. And here's another. I saw this special on FanDuel, and I played it. Paul Skeens, who's, of course, going to pitch in the first inning for the National League. This is the guy everybody can't wait to see. Skeens to strike out the first three batters. So striking out the side in the first, and it has to be the first three batters, 29-1 on the special.
All right.
So I threw $10 on that, Joe, for $290. So we'll see if we can if we can get Skeens home with the first two strikes. Because I'm not on any of those batters. Gunner, so you're on Soto. Gunner, Soto, Kwan, I'm not in on. So if he gets that, it's not going to hurt me. And you, and the hard part about this, Joe, as we were saying last night, you don't know how many at-bats these guys are going to get. Which that's why I don't really want to deviate further than the guys who are starting, you know, because I just don't know how much. You at least know the starters are going to get two, maybe three at bats, the guys at the top of the lineup. But what we really want, Joe, is for them to bust out and score some runs.
Him. We need. What time does this game start, by the way?
It's that they claim 8:15, but they're done with the anthems. We'll see. Now, you did the all 12 and a half for the game. I did it a little differently, Joe. I went on the sides. So I alted the AL for, I believe, five, definitely 7.5, and I think I stepped it down to it's 6. No, 5.5. I did 5.5 and 7.5 for the AL, and I did 6.5 for the NL. So that's how I played it, okay, Joe. So if we get both these teams to score a bunch of runs tonight, we're going to be in we'll be in great shape. So Okay. Let's try to – that's what we have cooking there, Joe. AL, NL, and we're able to do this because we had a good night with Teoscar last night.
Yeah, I mean, well,
would
I
you
mean,
say
that's
that?
It, Carver. I mean, we hit it. This is it. Yeah, now we have an opportunity to really strike gold. I mean, if this,
you know, they were showing the the blimp shot of that, Joe. Did you see outside of this Globe Life Stadium? Now I saw it at the end. I was saying, where's the Cowboy Stadium? I thought it was in the same complex, and then you kind of saw it on the edge of the screen there. So there it was. The Cowboys are very close to this in Arlington.
Okay.
So I tried to tie in some football for you.
Well, is that how you tied it in?
Yeah, by letting you know that was there. That was they're close to Cowboys Stadium for tonight.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Are you excited for some SEC stuff later?
Yeah, can't wait. I mean, you and I went back and forth all day with the Kirby stuff and, you know.
Man, Kirby's pretty good, huh? I can't wait to play that one. We have people come and speak to them. We've done classes. We've done this. We've done that. Here's basically what Kirby said, Joe. Leave me alone. I got a football game to play against Clemson opening day. That's pretty much what it came down to.
Well, I mean, that's I'm busy. We know that, Carver, right?
Yes.
Typically, look, you know, that's in the rear view mirror right now, right? That's it. That's in the rear view, correct?
For Kirby, it is.
All right. Well, so.
Okay. For Kirby, it is. It's in the rear view. I don't know if it is for everyone else, but for Kirby, it is, sure.
Well, what do you expect him to do? Like, what do you expect him to do? Like, you know, what do you expect? I know, we could go back and forth on this, but in his mind, he's put down the situation, right? He's already said that. Hey, here we are.
I'm gonna play it for you later, Joe. Play Kirby later on.
Okay.
And we'll figure it out. We'll try to piece it together, what he's saying. So they're going to hopefully get going here any moment. AL and NL All-Star game. There's some summer league games, but let's be honest, we're not going to watch those, Joe. We're not going to watch a summer league tonight. Let's just cut right to the chase.
Cut it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. On the grid, 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. I don't know. Are we done with all these, all this pregame? Like, what do they keep showing all these guys in, like, this, in the cowboy hats and stuff? Can we play the game? Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, what's going on? We get it. They're in Texas. Throw the first pitch.
All right, so then make them throw it, Carver. Make them throw it.
And here's another thing about tonight, and I know this has kind of been played out already, Joe.
Right.
These uniforms are a disgrace.
Yeah,
they need to go back to just wearing their regular team uniform in the All-Star game. This is pathetic.
Well, yeah, I know. Okay, so
you sending me, Joe? You sending me an apartment?
That was
come on, Joe.
I miss you.
I can't. Are you trying to get me a side pad in the city? What are you sending me?
I'm trying to get you a side gig. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
So, boy, you're too funny. You know I love you.
I know, Joe. Now, Skeens
Let me just tell you, when they wear the uniforms too, like the
Now, what they used to do, Joe, was they wore these like on Home Run Derby night and in Prague, you know.
Yeah, they because
they need a jersey to sell. I get that. They want to have a jersey every year to sell.
They want to have the opportunity to, you know how it goes, right? The more
and when Nike moved in, they started wearing them in the actual game, and it just looks awful. It looks awful.
So what do you think? Are we gonna actually get this thing going here, or what?
I'm not sure. What are we doing now? Like, what? Who's that? Rosenthal on the mound? Like, what?
Who?
Who's next?
Now, the
Luke Wilson,
you know
the
what?
Actor. Luke Wilson from Old School.
Wilson. Owen
old
Wilson's
school, Luke
brother.
Wilson.
It's Luke Wilson. This is the one from Wedding Crashers or Old School.
Old School is Luke Wilson.
Right. Wedding Crashers is Owen Wilson. Red 7!
That's correct. That's correct.
Luke Wilson is Old School, where he got divorced and he didn't know how to be single until Vince Vaughn showed him.
Vince Vaughn played a prominent role in both of those films.
Earmuffs. Yep.
Now, do I need this, Joe? What? Rosenthal got to be out on the mound with the guy here? Like, come on.
Where do you see Rosenthal? What are you watching, Joe?
What do you do? What do you have on?
National League at American League. I see the players. I see the players running out to the field. Am I on a delay? Is that why? There we go. Rosenthal with the bow tie.
Okay. Well, listen. Here's what I'm going to do with you now. You were way ahead of me on the Home Run Derby last night. Way ahead of me.
That bothered you, too.
Now, tonight, it's my turn. Don't go ahead. Just keep the feed you're on.
No. I just went to the hard wire. That bothers you. I know. I just went to the hard wire. I can't do it. I can't do it, Carver. I can't watch this guy talk for 47 minutes. I can't.
Can we start the game, please? Like, what are we doing out here? Like, let's go.
Is that Gunnar Henderson? Is that Gunnar?
What?
Is that Gunnar Henderson he's interviewing?
Who, Verducci?
Is that Verducci? I don't even know what we're watching anymore.
First of all, you're talking about, you're still behind on Rosenthal and Corbin Burns. Now Verducci's with Marcus Semien.
Yeah, here we go. I'm so behind. This
good.
Is not
keep good. It that way.
Stop. I'm going to the mobile. That's it. I can't do it anymore. I got three devices.
Right, so we're gonna get Ohtani and Turner in here in the first inning.
Now I just went to the mobile. You're done. You're toast.
That's why do you gotta do that? I don't understand.
Because I like to be ahead. I don't like when you start telling me things. Yeah, these uniforms are terrible.
It's really bad.
Be nice if Ohtani let off with a homer. All right, here's the order. Ohtani.
Ohtani's up second,
fourth.
I think.
So second and fourth. That's what I need. And then where's Soto in the lineup? Is he
He's third in the American League.
So hopefully I got two shots for each of these guys.
That's the hope, Joe. And I feel like the guys who usually are at the very top of the lineup sometimes get a third at bat. So that's why we focus on these guys. So here comes Marte from the Diamondbacks to start it off. We don't have any
guys.
But we want all the runs we can
get.
So let's go. Get everybody in there.
Corbin Burns is a gas can. Come on.
Let's go here.
Smack him around.
R-U-N-S. Runs.
Let's go.
Put him in there.
Smack him around. Smack this guy around.
Put it with the golf.
Okay.
Man, we gotta put it with the golf Wednesday tomorrow with nothing to put it with the golf with.
I don't even know what that means.
There's like nothing going on tomorrow. Like this is like tomorrow's the worst. Well, I mean, what am I going to put with the golf tomorrow? Summer league? Ugh.
All right, come on, Marte.
Yeah, Matias says you put it with UFC. I can't wait until Saturday to know if I have the plays or not. I can't wait that long. Can't wait to know if I have these, if the bets are good or not. Yeah, that's not a good start, Joe. That's all right. Now our guys are up. Let's go.
Let's go. Homer City, baby. Homer City.
Homer City.
Who's up? City. Is it all Tommy?
I forgot your boy Big Bad Vlad's in this game. Big Bad Vlad.
Is this Otani?
This is Otani, Joe.
Don't be... why do I still show Marte? What's going on here? This is not good. The mobile is that far behind?
Yeah, they caught you, Joe. They got you. Carver and Lizzie, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. MLB All-Star Game Tuesday night. We've got some other things that we'll be involved with as well. Otani walked. Oh, there's a hit down the line for you, Joe. Otani walked, and then Turner popped up, and Harper just hit a ball into the left field corner for a double. So second and third for the NL here, Joe. With two out, I'm not sure who's hitting after Harper. Nice piece of hitting down the line.
Nice piece. That's it. Go the other way. A little body English. Can we get both of these runs in? Can we get both of these runs in?
It would be helpful. It would be a good start for us, Joe. Get us off to a nice start.
Jeez, come on, Harper. That's a good job by you. Go the other way. These ugly uniforms are terrible.
Hits paramount here, Joe. Let's get a hit. I mean, come on. What do we got here?
I feel like they look like Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
What was it? Jackie
this
Childs?
This is Contreras from the Brewers.
What was his name in that movie?
Well, first of all, Jackie Childs is from Seinfeld, Joe, first of all. Now, Tropic Thunder. Who are you talking about in Tropic Thunder?
Will Ferrell.
What?
Tropic Thunder, wasn't that? What are you talking about?
Ben Stiller?
No, not Tropic Thunder. The team. What was the Miami Tropics?
Jeez, Joe. I mean,
I'm out of it.
You're all over the map, Joe. You're just everywhere.
Yeah, we got.
How about this? Don't worry about this. Can this guy Contreras get a hit? How about that?
A much.
Let's get that worried here. Let's worry about that.
The guy looks nervous.
Which guy?
Contreras.
You know, you're talking the guy down already. I just don't understand. Why do you have to talk the guy down? These are two big runs to get us started here.
You were talking down to Oscar like he had no shot.
Yeah, because the old man was throwing him junk last night, and somehow he was able to will his way past it.
Let's see. Come on. Sit dead, Red, kid. Sit dead, Red.
That's the only reason why we got that last night, because he was able to...
He overcame the old man?
Overcame the old man, destroying him with those pitches.
And you know the kid Russell for Bobby Witt, he didn't want to see his brother-in-law win.
No. He didn't need that.
Probably at the dinner table hearing everything about
Come on here,
Bobby
Joe.
Is.
Come on.
Come on.
Let's go here.
Come on. All right, come on. Here we go.
These are big runs on second and
Could
third.
Could this guy Let's have go. Any more body armor on his body? Like,
yeah,
really,
I know. These guys are all geared up now.
They're playing hockey?
All geared up. He stinks, Joe. He grounded out. What a waste.
Did he really? Did they get the run in? That was two outs. Oh, man.
That was it. Here comes Skeens.
Yeah, you're so ahead of me. This is terrible.
Too bad, Joe. I had to deal with it last night. No. How did I do it last night? You were four pitches ahead of me in the home run derby.
No.
You deal with it tonight. Okay? Four pitches ahead of me in the home run derby last night. Now you get to take your own. Now you get to take the medicine. All right? That's it. That's how it goes. All right. We got to break in the action here. Actually, I don't have enough time for this. But I'll at least give Matias the note. The first one I'm going to play tonight is Kirby, Matias, whenever we get there. We'll probably do it after the break because I looked up at the clock, Joe, and I saw, we're going to play Kirby and go right to break.
We got no shot for these home runs. These guys don't want to hit bombs, do they? No shot.
Here we
right?
go again. Nobody. Talking it down. Like, what?
Nobody wants to hit a home run.
Why are we talking it down?
I don't know. I just feel
half
like
inning, Joe, and they already dropped it to 6.5. They've played a half an inning, and they've already dropped it. I actually hope Skeen strikes out the side here. That would be the best thing that happens. Boom, boom, boom. This is the only inning I don't want people to score. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. Let's go.
Okay.
Your boy Skeens. Man, they added the reserves to hit a home run, Joe. The guy's on the bench. I don't think that that's fire that I want to play with. If we hit one, I would dabble in it, but I'm not going to do it unless we hit one. Carver Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night, MLB All-Star Tuesday night with you. So Skeens got Kwan to pop up, Joe, so that's already the end of that. I needed him to strike out all three guys, and he's probably going to strike out the next two because that's just how it always works.
Is Soto up?
He will be after this batter.
This is not the same as last night. This game has no juice.
Joe, this is a lot different. And what did I say to you last night? Even before we ended up getting a nice hit with Teoscar, I said, you just can't go as crazy with this. This game is, you never,
slow,
you know.
It's just, it's, you know.
Right.
It's like
and you have a lot of guys out there. Some of them are looking to get out of there as soon as possible. Other guys, you know, you just. Now, look, it's. I didn't mind going after the over because of the numbers, but you know, there might not be a lot happening here.
Yeah, this is.
I hope we don't get completely cleaned out. I hope we get at least one or two things that we put in, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Soto looked good on that one. Nice swing. He had like a half swing.
Did he?
Yeah. So most of the Skeen specials are going to go down, Joe, even if most of them were like two strikeouts, three strikeouts, two strikeouts, no runs. So he's not going to get the two strikeouts since he's already got two outs on the ground out on the pop-up. But he's looking for a chance for a clean inning here. And he's not going to pitch a second, Joe. At least that's what it sounded like the other day. So,
man, this is just...
What's the matter, Joe?
Nah, this is...
Why don't you double down for more? They're going to drop this thing to like a flat six after this half inning.
Double down? These guys are just... This is like a wiffle ball game where the guy's throwing the slurve. Like, these guys are just, you know, that's it.
Hey, I got a question for you while we wait for this.
Yeah, give me a question. Well, I have an answer.
I saw today that Brandon Ayuk officially requested a trade.
Yeah.
Hasn't he, like, been asking for a trade, like, for the last 4 months? How did that all... Now it's official? Is that how it works? Like, hasn't the way he's been running around
for... I think now he put his foot down, like, you know, I want a trade.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know.
So it's just been, like, whispered about for 4 months that he doesn't want to be there?
Well, he was basically saying, like, you know, he was throwing out, like, hints. Like, you know, a Ferrari costs, like, $300,000 or $500,000. If you don't have the money, you don't buy a Ferrari. You know what I mean?
Right.
You see how cryptic that was?
Yeah, that's, like, you know, so now he wants out. And apparently the 49ers say...
You don't buy the Lamborghini Countach if you don't have the coin. Like, you
know, the Niners allegedly don't care.
Well, and then now they're saying, hey, we got Ricky Pearsall, so there you go.
He walks Soto. So here comes Judge. I wouldn't mind seeing Judge take this guy like 450 feet to left field right now. That would be...
Now is Skeens dating Livy Dunn? Is that
correct.
Why they showed her? Okay.
Correct. Okay. Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
LSU connection, Joe.
I love it. Love it. Love to see the hometown connection. Love it. It's a love story, you got to say. I mean, two elite athletes just knocking it out of the park. Skeens and Dunn. I mean, what more than that?
Oh, what a loser. He grounded out to third.
Ah, this judge. This judge, let me tell you. Like, what are we doing here with the... Look at this.
So much for that. So much for
this
all that,
Joe. Is gonna be not, this game is going to be non-eventful. This is the last time I watched a full All-Star game. I think Brett Saberhagen was still with the Royals. That was the last time.
Well, I'll tell you this, Joe. If there's not some significant progress by like the fifth inning, you don't have to watch the rest.
Fifth inning? Can you get me to the third with some base runners? Like, this is pathetic now.
Well, to be fair, the National League had two guys on second and third in the top of the first. You know, it hasn't exactly been six up, six down here. I mean, they had a couple guys on.
It just didn't seem like it had a lot of juice to me. It just didn't.
All right, Joe. You want to hear Kirby?
Kirby's Dreamland, I guess.
No, here's Kirby. Of course, when more guys got clipped for reckless driving in the Georgia program, we said at Media Day this week that Kirby would probably immediately have to answer some questions about that. Well, here's Kirby, Joe, I guess you could say, answering some questions about that today. Might not be.
I know it. I tell you what, I've dropped the hammer on these guys.
Matias might not be.
I don't know about it.
Matias is having some technical issues tonight.
I did some discipline. I dropped a hammer as good as anybody. Did that sound like Kirby? Kicked up.
All right, Joe. Here's Kirby from earlier today.
What's everybody talking about yesterday? What's all college football players talking about? NCAA football
EA 25.
Game, right? The new game that's out. And I'm just trying to get in the conversation and talk to them about
it. This is the other one. I screwed
and
this
I said,
up, Joe.
Man, that game's pretty awesome. And they're like, yeah, I can't wait to get to the hotel, and I'm going to play it tonight, and everybody's talking about it. It's all over. It's trending. It's all over everything. And I was like, how do they keep that thing in stores? It's got to sell out. How do they keep it in stores?
This is the other one, Joe.
I just fell out laughing. And they're like, Coach, they don't sell those things in stores anymore. They're not in the stores. And I was so embarrassed. But I was glad they got a kick out of that because it made me realize how out of touch I actually am with how far things have come.
Well, that's him, Joe, talking about the game, of course, that everybody's
right.
going nuts
They dropped
about.
It on the download.
That's my fault, by the way, not Matias's. I gave Matias the wrong clip to play there. So I'm going to give him the other one now. But either way, Joe, that's the game that I see everybody going bananas about on Twitter.
Well, I mean, Carver, I got to be honest with you. I don't have the Xbox yet or the PlayStation. I've been a little inundated with the day-to-day, but I'm going to get it before the weekend is over. And sure enough, I'm going to be running the
day-to-day.
Triple option. Well, yeah.
Inundated with the day-to-day. That's I like how
well,
you put
I'm running
that.
With the little one. You know that. The little one's got me running around. So that's what happens. And then she listens in, and then she says, you're talking about me? That's what happens.
Oh, did she say that?
Yeah. Like, you know, you use me for content. That's what happens.
Use me for content. But this, everybody's wild about that game.
Well, I'm wild about it, too. What's not to, I mean, did you see how BYU
Well, I
looks?
Didn't realize. I have to get the, I guess I have to get a whole new, it's been a while since I've had, I have an Xbox, but I guess it's too old to play the college game. So I got to get a whole new setup like you if I want to play it.
Yeah, I'm not going in with like an Xbox, you know, or a PlayStation. Now, do you play a PlayStation or Xbox?
I've always had Xboxes. That's all I've
had. I'm the PlayStation. I like PlayStation.
But I have, I guess, the outdated one. I don't have the newest whenever that came out. I have no idea when that was. But I'm behind.
I can't wait.
Tariq Skubal is now in for the American League. And Yelich grounds out to center. He grounds out to second, I guess you could say there. So, he's got the earpiece in, Joe. Are you telling me they're talking to interviewing this guy while he's pitching?
I couldn't tell you. I'm on the EA Sports College Football website. I don't know. Are they? You got me. It doesn't take much with me.
It doesn't take much. You've moved on. You're going to fill the cart right now and buy everything?
Yeah, Ollie Gordon. Look at Ollie, 87. We're going to run it.
I mean, Joe, the two quick outs here for the NL.
Yeah, it's not
two
good.
Very quick
not
outs.
Good. Not good.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid on a Tuesday night. MLB All-Star Tuesday night. So we go to the bottom of the second, Joe. The live total's down to 5.5.
Jeez. This game is dead. This game is over. Everybody's looking to get out of Dodge here. I mean, what do you want to do? Double down on this hack show? And shout out to
Joe,
all the fans.
No, Joe. I'm done.
Flint Tropics from
Semi-Pro. Yeah, there you go.
No, I got to get it right. You know, when I was stuck in a little brain freeze there.
Max Fried will be the second pitcher for the NL here, as he will face middle of the order 5-6-7, which I believe Yordan Alvarez. Is that Yordan up? Yes, Yordan's leading off. Now, funny Joe, Yordan's a switch hitter.
Yeah.
And he's hitting from the left side against the lefty Fried. I know he had some hip issues before the break. Maybe it's hurting him when he swings from his right side.
Okay.
But I just thought that was interesting that he's batting lefty against the lefty Fried. So
I got a hunch. I got a feeling Vaughn is due. I got a hunch that Vaughn is due. Alvarez is due.
It'd be nice if somebody gave us a little spark, that's for sure.
See, these games have no juice. Look at this. I mean, we see the try box with all these guys laughing. I'd rather watch a wiffle ball game than this.
That's why you can't get too invested in this, Joe. We had a couple small plays.
Yeah, but we're invested. We have money on it.
But some small plays. The small plays.
Small plays. We got nothing.
Casual plays to watch with. That's all.
I'm telling you, I would like it better if we could see, like, wiffle ball's best play in this game as opposed, like, these guys, you want to know something? Forget baseball. How about these guys play wiffle ball against the best in the country? I don't care if the kids are 12 years old. Let's see the stars play wiffle ball. I'd much rather watch that than this garbage.
Look at this. Just first pitch swinging, lazy fly balls to center. It just doesn't.
This is what I'm talking about. This is absolute garbage.
Me.
Can we watch something that's exciting?
Well, these Open Championship starts terrible. On Thursday. That's exciting. So
who was the
that.
Designer of these? These are like...
Yeah, they did a real bad job with this. The uniforms are bad.
Hey, look at what I got. I got you the American League jersey.
I don't think the Nationals that bad. The American League's good. Awful. Now, the other thing is they usually have these jerseys somewhat having to do with the colors of the team of the city that they're in, right? These don't look like either of them anything to do with the Texas Rangers, do they, Joe?
No, No. I mean,
the AL red, the red on the AL obviously has some of the Texas Ranger look to it. Is this Big Bad Vlad hitting into a double play?
Shocker.
Only one. They didn't throw it back to first.
I mean, all these guys. You want to talk about all the body armor with that? The
Big Bad Vlad.
I mean, come on here.
You want to hear the Kirby? I got the right Kirby now. Matias has the Kirby I really wanted to give you, which is him. You know, basically screaming about being asked about 23 people involved in this program in the last year and a half with the record striving. Here we go.
Yeah, I think the number one thing is disappointed. You know, anytime you have a situation.
Oh, really? You disappointed?
You want your kids, your players, to make better decisions. And And I always say you can't be outcome related, and I'm very disappointed in the outcomes, but I am very pleased with our process we put in terms of education, driver safety, requiring defensive driving, education, talking about it, having leaders stand up and
talk. It's not working, Joe.
In and talk about it, suspending players, dismissing players, which we've done. I don't know to this point any coach in college football that suspended a player for a driving citation. We have. And we've also dismissed players.
He's setting the precedent.
I hope you have.
Nobody.
You've had 20-plus of them. I mean, I hope at some point you suspended somebody.
Well, you think
I
they
mean,
need,
Joe.
Like, you know, maybe they need, like, a driver's ed course or something in Athens.
That's a bad job.
What, by him?
Yeah.
Well, again, Carver, he's not going to come out and say he's messed up, right? Because then all of a sudden, but like you and I have discussed, right? I mean, they had a situation where after they won the national championship, two of his players, one passed away, unfortunately, and actually two people. One was, you know, one manager and one, you know, player. Right. And another one supposedly in Jalen Carter was involved to some degree. So you have to take responsibility. The problem is, again, and I keep going back to this, is that, yes, Kirby Smart is ultimately responsible. But, you know, again, they get the players that again, they're getting all the top athletes, right? They're getting the Alabama type of players, the LSU guys. They're in the SEC. They're the team to beat. They've won 29 out of 30 games over the last couple of years.
Plus 185 to win the SEC. And they are, I guess, no doubt about it. Why play the games? Minus 600 to make the playoffs.
No,
why play?
No. I mean, minus 600. Here's the thing. They are a dominant home team, okay? They stepped up in games. You know, Kentucky was supposed to knock them off, Ole Miss, and they smacked them silly.
Mm. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yes, it is. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio.
We got one down.
Sirius XM 159. He got all of that one, Joe. Shohei Ohtani. Showtime.
Right.
Goes deep.
All right.
For the National League. All right, Joe. So let me just tell you what happened here, because a lot happened during that break. So the National League came up in the top of the third. Tanner Houck's in for the Red Sox. Profar ripped the ball. Profar's our guy too, Joe. We probably should have did something with him. Profar ripped the ball into the right field corner. I don't know why he wasn't on second base, but he only ended up with a single. Next batter, Marte, ripped one to second base, and Simeon basically shanked it. So first and second, nobody out, and then Ohtani just deposited one into the right field seats. And now Turner gets – that's a single. All right, Harper up now, Joe.
Harper,
let's get him in. Let's get Harper in now.
Root Harper in. Sit that red, kid. Sit that red.
Let's go here, Joe.
Oh, come on, Carver. Come on.
Big start to the night, Joe. Big start.
No. It's not good enough. I want Soto.
Okay, but listen, things change fast here, okay? Things change fast.
All right, so give me Root and Harper. Tell me, you're ahead of me. This is not good. But you know what? Maybe it's good luck. Just Root it in.
Joe doesn't even care. He's like, just root it in. I don't care.
All right, again with the graphics. Yeah, I know. It was on a firecracker with the 400-foot shot.
That was a good one for Harper grounds out the second. This is gonna be two, I think, Joe. Yeah, double play.
That's so uncool.
Double play.
So. You think he's gonna get up again?
Maybe. They sometimes give the starters a third at bat. Depends how quite fast they get it around. So, sometimes they do, Joe. That was a big Ohtani hit for me, Joe, because I used the profit boost on Ohtani, and I had three of my winners for golf I put with the golf. So, I got a couple of nice golf tickets now.
Okay.
And then we're closer. What was the NL that I did? I did 6.5 for the NL. So let's go here. Let's keep grinding, Joe.
I mean, how many more at-bats do you think he's going to get?
Who?
Harper.
Maybe one.
Jeez.
And that's a maybe. Maybe one.
Jeez. I mean, yeah, it's up to the Soto. I mean, if I mean, I gotta see what Soto does. If Soto hits a blast,
proud of Ohtani, Joe. That was a good one.
They're giving me money right now. I mean,
stop with that, Joe. I don't want to hear that. Well, you know, we don't play with the cash out button on All-Star Tuesday. We're not doing that. I won't allow it.
Oh, I didn't even know I had another parlay. Ohtani and Harper to hit a home run.
Okay, so but again, you didn't play any of them straight?
No.
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you then. I wish I could say, you know, if you're going to play parlays and stuff like that, Joe, you got to throw the single in there too. So
all
that
right,
way you make
coach.
Sure you get something back if they do hit
just
one.
Just cashed out of the one with Ohtani and Harper.
You're gutless. You really are. I hope he hits one now too. I hope he hits one 500
good,
feet.
Because I have him. I still have him in the 3-1. Harper, Ohtani, and Soto.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Joe. The Soto's not going to hit one then. So why would you cash that out? For what, Joe? For pennies on the dollar?
Take money in.
How much did you get back?
No, I'm not telling you. 3-1.
Wait, did you get more than you put in?
Yeah, 3-1.
3-1. You're gutless. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen. You know, I got
that would have been a smashing ticket. Yeah, Ohtani was in fours. Harper was in the 750s.
The smashing ticket that I have is the one that I need Soto to come through with.
Yeah, but as you're talking now, you're talking. You know, hopes and dreams. Three leg All Star game, home run parlays. I mean, come on, Joe. We're back, Carver Lacy. We got another hour to go. We're back after this.